Valentine's Day is over. It's time to turn to a more practical side of relationships, money. And experts agree that arguing over money can be one of the biggest strains on a relationship. Here with advice for bickering lovebirds is Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she's Day-to-Day's personal finance advisor. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
There are probably lots of in love, newly engaged couples today, since yesterday was Valentine's Day. A lot of proposals, probably. When should they begin talking about how they will handle their finances as a couple?
Well, you know, right away. I mean, after you say, will you marry me, the next question is, do you want to merge my account with me?
How romantic.
I mean, you know, the thing is, so many couples think it's so unromantic to talk about money. They think they should wait until they get married, when in fact, that's the last time that you should do it. You should do it right away so that you can put on the table all the issues that you're going to face in that marriage. And listen, you ought to have already shared your credit report with each other so that you can see how they handle their money.
Shared your credit report? That seems so personal.
Oh, now. You know most couples have already shared some stuff that was pretty personal already. So, you know, I figure, you know, with the credit report, at least you have it out there. You know how they've handled their money in the past. And I cannot tell you how many couples I've met who wish they had shared their credit reports because they didn't know that their sweetheart had so much debt or so much trouble handling their bills.
You know, we're laughing, but really a serious issue. Why is it such a tough thing emotionally for couples to talk about money with each other?
Most of the time it has nothing to do with the money. There's lots of issues we bring into this relationship. For example, if you grew up poor, you may be a spendthrift because you want to make up for what you didn't have. On the flip side, you may have grown up low income like I did and want to save every single dime because you don't want to be in that situation again. So you're bringing so much to the table, and couples have such a difficult time merging the money because they won't communicate those things to each other.
And Michelle, what can couples do to bring some financial harmony to their relationships?
You certainly want to have some, I call them house rules for your money. For example, my husband and I won't spend more than $200 without consulting each other on anything. And actually, it's less than that in most cases. And it's so important for couples to do that because you don't want your spouse or your significant other going out there spending money on something that you don't know about, especially big purchases. I personally think that couples ought to have joint accounts and share how they're going to handle the money. I don't believe in this, you know, splitting it depending on who makes what. I think that's ridiculous. If you're coming together as a couple, bring all the funds together and decide how you're going to pay the bills, who's going to handle the checkbook on a daily basis. If it's not going to be you, you still need to be involved. And listen, once a week or once every 2 weeks, sit down and talk about the money. You should have a regular conversation about your finances.
Well, what if you have one spouse as a spender, the other as a saver? How do you reconcile those two?
That is such a common situation. Listen, if you're marrying a spendthrift and you love them and they do everything else, you need to set up some guidelines. You could have it so that you each have an allowance so that that spendthrift can spend that money without having to come to you, you know, guiltily with their hands out. I'm telling you, so many couples split because one is a saver and one is a spender. So if you find yourself in that situation, come up with some rules. Sit down, have an allowance so that each can spend the money without having to be accountable to the other.
So basically, you shouldn't go out shopping one day and bring home a pair of Prada boots and say, look, honey, look what I bought.
Oh, no. Well, you know where I would go stand on that anyway.
That's a necessity. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the book, Spend Well, Live Rich. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.